Oh, we're talking about gangs today. Okay.
So last week there was a gang that I'm going to call the Band-Aid Gang.
Band-Aid Gang, that's interesting.
With Band-Aids. So they... I was waiting for a gang to show up because one had just left. They let me pray with them and they
where was this gang at?
In Commerce City.
Okay.
And nothing was happening. The park was empty. So I put out a blanket on the grass and lay down to take a nap, relax. All of a sudden I woke up and before I opened my eyes, I could smell peanut butter in my nose.
Oh.
And I opened up my eyes and right across the street, there's a family that are Christians. And when they see me ministering the gangs, they pray. From the living room window, they could see. And so they just start praying because they know what I'm doing. Because they come and talk to me before. They have this little girl. She's 6 years old. Her name is Lydia. She's hilarious. She wants to be a nurse when she grows up. So she came over after the gang left, but I was already taking a nap. And she brought me a smoked turkey sandwich and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I woke up because I felt like there was a peanut butter in my nose. Like she put that sandwich right here, sort of wake me up. And I woke up and I said, "Hey, hi, Lydia." She goes, "I came over because I saw you were taking a nap, but I made you some sandwiches." I'm like, "Well, thanks a lot." So when I took a bite of this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, half of the bread had mustard and mayonnaise. But the other side was peanut butter. But in the turkey sandwich, there was jelly on one bread.
Oh, she got them switched.
She got them switched. So, and then the other side had jelly. I'm like, oh. So I didn't make a big deal of it. I didn't want to embarrass her. So I just switched the breads and ate my sandwich. And then I ate the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And a glass of milk. And she's like, "I saw you witnessing to those gangs. I figured you were probably hungry, so I made you some sandwiches." I said, "Thank you so much, Lydia. How can I pray for you?" She goes, "Well, when I grow up, I want to be a nurse. You can pray for me so I could be a nurse." And she goes, "It looks like you kind of got pushed around a little bit." I said, "Yeah, but nobody hit me." She goes, "Well, we still better put a Band-Aid on you." So she puts a Band-Aid on my arm. And then she puts one on my face. And then she goes, "So how do you tell the gangs about Jesus? How do you say it?" I said, "Jesus loves you. That's what I tell them first. And then I ask them if they have any prayer requests. And sometimes they tell me and sometimes they don't. And then I read John 3:16 to them. And I read Jeremiah 29:11 because those verses talk about how much Jesus loves them. And he has a plan for it. See, Jesus came here and he died for us and he rose again." She goes, "It took 3 days because it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." I just started laughing. I was like, "That's really good." And so when she was talking, a gang showed up. And I'm like, "I need to get this little girl out of here, you know." And Gus says, "Don't worry about that." I'm like, "You could see these gang members. You could see their pistols." They didn't have them out because they knew me. They came over and they go, "Hey, you brought your granddaughter with you or something?" Like, "Oh, yeah, man." It's like, just taking care of her. And she goes, "Hey, your arm is cut. But and she's all dressed up as a nurse, you know. And she has her little black bag with all her band-aids and everything. And she goes, you need to sit on a picnic table because you guys need a physical. Because Sonny just got a physical and he passed, but he had a couple owies and I had to get my band-aids. Yeah. So these boys sit down on the picnic table. On the bench, and so she put her thing on and she was trying to listen to their hearts and take a deep breath, and she's hilarious. And these boys went from looking tough to looking like little boys because of this little girl. And then she says, do you know that Jesus loves you? You know, and she's checking on their heart and looking in their ears with her little thing. Right, and she goes, your ear's really dirty. You need it. When you take a shower, you need to clean behind your ears. And these boys are just, they're laughing, but they're just like, they weren't doing anything to her because they thought she was with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then they go, well, thank you. And she had those Winnie the Pooh and Snoopy Band-Aids.
Mm-hmm.
So she was putting Band-Aids on these guys. So one guy, they got in a fight with some other gang and he got sliced right here in his arm.
Yeah.
So she took out her little pad, the alcohol pad thing. She opened it up and cleaned up his arm.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's burning him because it happened a few days before that.
Yeah.
So he cleaned him up. She had her little rubber gloves. And then she started putting Band-Aids on him. And she goes, it's time to check your throat, see if you have a strep throat or something.
Yeah.
So she had suckers and she goes, make sure you stick out your tongue and go, ah. And then she would stick the sucker in their mouth. And then she goes, hold your tongue out so I can look at your throat. I think you're going to make it. You're going to be okay. So then you keep the sucker, though. There's this little round one. So then the boys were all lined up getting their physicals. I've never seen anything like that. And I kind of would glance over to her house, and her mom and dad are sitting in the front porch just laughing. They were concerned, and then they weren't because they knew she was there with me and God was protecting her. So all the boys got a Band-Aid. So there were 17 boys in that gang, and she took care of, she had a physical for all of them. So all of them got a physical. Some of them, she said she scheduled a heart surgery for one of them because she couldn't find his heart. She goes, you're going to need a heart surgery because I can't find your heart, so we're going to put one in there. That little boy, he was just laughing. He was hilarious. And then he goes, can I have a Winnie the Pooh Band-Aid? And she goes, yes, of course. But it looks like you're going to get two of them because you have 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so she put Band-Aids on everybody. And then she goes, I'm going to have to go now because I have a surgery scheduled today, so I have to go. These boys are just laughing. And then she started walking away. And she turned around and came back. And she goes, I forgot to pray for you guys. So she gets up on the picnic table and she goes, take your caps off, boys. We're going to pray. She's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. So the boys took all their caps off and they closed their eyes. And she goes, dear God, I thank you for these boys. I thank you that you love them. And because John 3:16 says that. And I pray you would heal their hearts and heal all their owies. In Jesus' name, amen. She got done praying. Because I was looking the whole time. I didn't have my eyes closed. But when she started praying, all these boys put their heads down and closed their eyes. They don't do that. Gang members don't do that. She started walking away. I saw some of the boys just wiping their tears off. They had tears running down their faces. And one of the guys came over, his name's Jerome. He goes, "You know what, Sonny? That little girl stole my heart, man. Because when I ran away from my family, my little sister, she was 6 years old when I left, man. That's 2 years ago. She's 8 years old now." He goes, "My heart is going crazy right now, Sonny." I said, "Maybe you ought to call her, man. You ought to call her and talk to her. Call your mom and talk to your sister. I bet she misses you, man." And he's like, "Okay, man." Every single one of them started walking away with their phones in their hands, calling their families. One of the first questions they were asking is, because I was walking around to the ones that weren't talking on the phones that got done. I was praying with them and reading scriptures to them. And I said, "How did it go with talking to your parents?" And he says, "My dad hasn't drank one drop of liquor since I ran away. He quit. He made his life right." He says, "He's not a drunk anymore, son. I'm thinking of going home. But I don't want to go home angry at my dad. I want to go home healed, you know?" So all of them were doing that. And then I went to the leader. I prayed with him. He goes, "I haven't talked to my dad for 5 years, man." I said, "Maybe you should call him." He said, "He's probably drunk. Will you stay right here with me when I call him?" I go, "Yeah, man. I'll stay right here."
What's this leader's name?
The leader's name was Leroy.
Leroy, okay.
Yeah, he was half African-American and half Spanish. So he called his dad. The first, and he had it on speaker, and the first words from his dad was, "Are you okay, son? Are you hurt? Are you okay?" He goes, "No, I'm okay. I'm fine." He goes, "I was just calling to see if you still had a drinking problem." He says, "I haven't drank since the day you left, and that's been 5 years now. I got help, I got counsel from the pastor and a counselor." He goes, "I gave my heart to Jesus. I've been praying for you. I'm not a drunk anymore, man." And the mom was right next to him saying, "You know what? He's telling the truth, because I'm still here. When you ran away, he cried for days. And he stopped drinking cold turkey. He's a changed man." He goes, "I'm thinking of coming home." And they said, "Your room is still the same. You can come home." He says, "Well, I'm over here on the east side of Commerce City." And they're like, "Send me the address and we're coming." So then all the gang members heard that. And so they started calling all their families. All the families got there. When I had a head count, because I got them back in my pickup, there was 188 people there. That's not including the 17 boys. I had Bibles for all of them. And I told them, I said, "All of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, come over here to the right with your boys. All of you that are Christians, stay on the left with your boys so we could pray." And they all gave their hearts to Jesus, man. And they cried and cried and cried. I passed out the Bibles. But when the parents got there, they're like, "Hey, you got Winnie the Pooh Band-Aid on?" "Oh yeah, this little girl gave us full physicals. We're healthy, but we just needed a few Band-Aids because of some of the cuts." They started laughing. But I kind of glanced over at the house, and Lydia and her two parents were sitting on the front porch just watching the whole thing. And I was like, God used a six-year-old little girl to bring salvation to these boys. It made them think about their own sisters, made them think about
how what home life was.
How like home life was. Mm-hmm. That's the word. And let me tell you, these young men, the way they were hugging their sisters and brothers, crying and crying. So that was the banded gang. With band-aids.
What did they call their gang before that?